Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nothing better than to start the afternoon off with an insult, is there?
No, it wasn't meant like an insult. I like that jacket.
And it looks like I'm about to appear in...
Greece.
It's just a leather jacket.
No, I like it.
Good afternoon. My name's Scott Mills. I should be in Greece. Hi, Chopper.
Now, come on. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I've got the Saturdays coming up, and I've got N-Dubs, and the Wombats, that Christmas tune they've done, and the Pussycat Dolls. Bit gutted this afternoon.
Why?
You know, me and Becky were going to go to a pop quiz last night.
Yeah, I thought it was when I left here, what, 7:15 after my post-show debrief.
Yeah.
I thought it was still on.
It was on.
Oh, right.
We went.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
And we did really well.
Did you win?
No.
What happened?
We didn't win by 3 points.
Now, is that 3 questions or was it like 2 points a question? Or
yeah, you
it?
Can get 2 points a question. Right, here's Becky's going to come in now and we're both gutted.
Who's... If it was 2 points a question, how'd you lose by 3 points?
Oh, I don't know. You know me in point scoring. I don't know.
Sorry, that took a while to work that out.
I'm not very happy with him.
Was it his fault?
Well, there was one round where he went out for a cigarette and that was the round that we did really badly in. That round involving naming where radio stations are in the country, and we could have done with him for that.
It was a proper geek quiz.
He kept saying to me last night, this can never be talked about, we can never mention this quiz anywhere else.
So the whole round is about where are the radio stations in the country?
Yeah, and they were like, oh, because you went outside, you've messed this up for us. Because I think you'll find that I probably got 70 to 80% of the answers myself.
Yeah.
Okay. On the quiz.
Did you deliberately choose to miss that round?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
What was it? Were there smokers outside who just needed your company? That's why you went out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Without Scott, I think we would have got 2 points, like, in total.
So who else was on the...
How can you not be happy with me? I did well.
But you missed that round and we would have won and we would have got the basic shampoo.
Yeah, the prizes were really good. Well worth having.
Shampoo?
Yeah, it was, like, unbranded.
Unbranded really shampoo. What else did they have?
I think it's a bottle of that cheap stuff.
What?
Like cheap wine or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not the point, anyway.
No.
It wasn't about the prize, it's about actually winning.
How many questions did Becky get, right?
Sat there, in the lyrics round, we sat there singing Katrina and the Waves, walking on sunshine to each other for about 10 minutes.
What is it?
Do you know what? I think I watched Spooks last night.
Should have been there. It went off. Were Spooks any good?
Spooks.
Not as good as our quiz, no.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We've had such fun today to make up for the fact that we lost the quiz last night. Really
chill. Is it really devastating?
Oh,
we were livid. We were livid as we left.
Right.
And everyone took the mick out of us as well, because obviously...
Were you the favourites? Were you the pre-quiz favourites?
All the way through, we were winning.
And all the way through, there was people tutting, going, oh, well, they're bound to win if they've got Scott Mills. So I can't help if I've got him on my team.
They weren't.
They were. There was like, oh, they're bound to win. Someone asked me if I had Paul Gambaccini under the table. I was like, what?
Who?
No. Scott might have, but he wasn't anywhere near me.
Have either of you ever been asked that before?
No, but that's where he got all his answers from.
He knows a lot about music. He's off of Radio 2, if anyone knows him.
Anyway. That's where he was getting the answer. Nothing right, else.
Okay, leave it, good. Becky.
Yeah,
leave
it. Making it worse, Becky.
Yes, I think it might just make it worse.
Making it worse.
Did you have a team name?
Yeah.
Paul Gambaccini's Under the Table?
Yeah, we called ourselves Now That's What I Call Music.
Right.
And we got told off because we should have stuck to our original team name, which I entered, which was Radio 1.
Anyway, moving on from the quiz, me and Becky did... You know, we were talking about 80s makeovers that you have at those photographic studios where they dress you in denim and puff your hair up a bit.
Yeah.
Yes. We've done one today, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Oh, I was wearing a white suit jacket.
Right.
Well, nice. A bit too much foundation. Becky was...
I never thought I'd hear you say too much foundation.
We did have problems trying to find one orange enough that would make him look uber orange.
Yeah. Is that what you've got
makeup
on?
A lot of the ones made him look pale. No, this isn't. This is the makeup that I've put on afterwards. I had big 80s hair.
Oh, right, sorry.
Blue eyeshadow.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
and massive. Yeah,
yeah,
the hair,
really
she
good.
Just sprayed it and just combed it back.
Right. It was amazing. Did you wear that as well for the photo shoot?
No.
Okay.
It wouldn't have looked
out
of place.
Yours?
What do you mean, is that mine?
Well, when we walked in the room and I saw all the stuff on the side, I thought that leather one was.
Don't you think it looks like it should be in Greece?
That's Top Gun, that jacket.
Right, I'm not wearing this ever again. You can get lost. Anyway. Right, so that was. When will the photos be available, I wonder?
By the end of the week, I think.
Really? Amazing.
I just need to do some final touch-ups.
We'll put them online. It was so much fun. And also earlier, the Sugar Babes came in to see us, and we fed them some confectionery, like we normally do, and off they went. We'll play you what happened after 4:30. Thing is, because we gave them lots of sweets, you might be a little bit distracted, because most of the interview you can hear this. And it's like, you ask a question, and you go...
Oh, no, they don't eat, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
it goes right in your ears.
Oh, I hate people eating on the radio.
Oh, Heidi, pass me them. It's a bit like that. But they're lovely. And you'll hear that after 4:30 today on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got to tell you, when I was outside the X Factor the other day, I offered one of them my coat because they looked very cold. Now that, I'm a gentleman or what?
And presumably they said no.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They're waiting for a cab.
Was it that one?
It wasn't that one. Yeah, no thanks. I'm in the Saturdays, I don't want to look like I'm in Greece.
Oh dear.
Do you remember a while ago, someone asked Alid that... if he could be in any band, past or present, which band would he want to be in? Any group at all. And he said the Saturdays.
Did he?
Out of anybody.
I don't remember
group,
that.
Any group, past or present. The Saturdays, definitely.
Right.
I just asked Becky who she'd like to be in.
And what
which
did she
band?
Say?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Then I can hang out with Caleb all the time.
Right, okay.
I'd love you to be in Kings of Leon.
What's wrong with that?
I just couldn't see you in Kings of Leon, to be honest.
I don't care, I'd be with Caleb.
All right, fine.
I'd be with Caleb, I wouldn't care.
He asked me what instrument I was playing. I was, don't know.
Recorder, you said?
Well, I've only got I'm piano to grade one.
You can't be recorder for Kings of Leon.
Mm. You might take a different track on there.
Really not. Who would you be in?
I'd be in Girls Aloud.
Would you? Mm. Right.
Because they don't play any instruments.
No.
And therefore I could just rely on my dancing.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. That's right. I just don't... I'd quite like to be in Take That.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, what? I just would.
Okay.
They're great.
All right.
Yeah. I would ideally want to be Britney Spears, but that's not...
You can't do that.
Podcast. Much excitement here earlier today at Radio 1. Sugar Babes were in. Hi, Sugar Babes.
Hello.
It's our annual Christmas visit from you that we get every year.
I know.
It was nearly a year ago you came in last year.
I know, have a funny time lying last time.
You just got back from holiday.
That's right.
You had loads of sweets from Juicy Fig.
Those mad sweets.
Yeah, I did give you those mad sweets.
Yeah. We went a bit loopy, didn't we?
Ta-da! I got some more.
You always have sweets.
What's that?
So, good news. I managed to get some of the loopy sweets for them.
Well done.
Because it worked so well last time. Just had a few marshmallows and... off they went.
Yeah.
Now, you do have to excuse them, though, because for most of the interview, and I know you hate this, they are talking with their mouths full and rustling paper. But here it is. You need to cheer us up as well, because me and Becky are a bit upset today.
Oh, why?
Well, we lost a pub quiz last night.
Sorry.
No. Do you cheat and text AQA in the middle of it?
You are?
Do you cheat and text AQA in the middle of it?
Heidi Range, how dare you? No, I did not. We didn't even go on Google, did we? Well, actually, the bloke next door was.
Yeah, I said, can you look up our answers as well while you're there? And he went, you've got a phone.
Oh, that's
nice.
Say that?
Yeah.
No, we lost by 3 points, that's why.
Oh.
Rubbish.
I only ever win them for best team name. We always come last, but we always win for the best name.
Do you like a pub quiz, do you?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your name normally, then?
Quiz Team Aguilera.
Oh, see, that's good.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah.
I'm quite fond of it. Coming out of her standards like that.
Did you see Britney on X Factor?
Yes, we do. We've just been talking about that.
I don't know what the big deal was, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I thought she was all right.
So did I.
Unless you're watching it without watching it with a critical eye, I think most people probably didn't even notice anything. No.
Was there, have you put that? Sorry.
Sorry. Well, I did give you the sweets.
But say, compare that to 7 years ago.
Yeah, but most
the MTV Awards, yeah, you just see a massive difference. I just think she's a bit gone behind the eyes now.
But then most people don't look at that, though. Sorry, I love this.
Trudy, I love
so
it.
I think
that a lot of people did notice it. And, no, and you know, I am a fan of Britney, and I'm all for it, and I'd love to see her the way she was. But
what do you think's changed, then?
Well, she's been through a really hard time, hasn't she? Mm. So I just don't think she's back to her full strength to be performing. And it's sad to see her when you know what she's capable of.
Yeah. Britney did us a little, like, an ident a while ago. Listen.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Wow. Sounds quite bored.
On Radio 1.
So we are just getting every pop star that comes in to do a really, really bored sounding ident.
Oh, really?
Because you know, normally on radio stations you have to go, "Hi, we're the Sugar Babes." How many times have you done that?
Yeah,
right. Okay, let's do a really bored one.
Okay.
Okay. Like, okay. Don't
should
sound I, no, not
I start
any
it,
interest
and then
at
we
all.
We're gonna bounce off each other, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're here today.
We're the Sugar Babes, and we're with what's his name again?
Scott.
I thought it was Scotty.
I thought it was Mill or something. Steve.
Well, who cares?
On Radio 1.
Anyway, we're on Radio 1.
Cool.
Amazing, thank you. Yeah, we'll use that. The sweets are working now, aren't they?
Woo!
It's
an M&M.
Sorry, mate.
Just hog the bag.
It just sounds like we're having a picnic.
What?
What did you say?
Now, something else we have discovered today when we met the Sugar Babes, we've found another amazing laugh in pop. Have you studied Amel's laugh before?
I never have, no.
Here it is. Good, isn't it?
Sounds like she needs oxygen.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Now, I think that rivals Adele's laugh, don't you?
Go on.
Well, first of all, Adele. And Amel.
Yeah.
Similar.
Very similar. I don't think Amel's is quite as scary
as Adele's. Or what about Becky's laugh? Mm-hmm. Or is it better than Maurice Stewart's laugh off the news? Now that's a good one.
That's slightly sinister, is that one?
Who would you rather have? Becky? Maurice Stewart? Adele? Or Amel?
Wow.
You have to have one laugh.
Scott, you're spoiling me with the options.
One laugh, and you have to have that laugh all the time for the rest of your life. Who are you going to pick?
I'll take Maurice Stewart.
Okay. That would scare people.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
So you're massive in Macedonia, is that true?
Yes, we
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really strange.
We went to Macedonia to do a gig.
Yeah.
And we'd never been there before. And we were just really shocked. This gig was in the town centre. Thousands of people. They closed the whole of the city centre down. The mayor was there. There was fireworks. I mean, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And
we didn't...
What kind of scale was it on then? Was it like huge?
Like massive?
There was up to a million people out on the streets. So,
what?
Are we exaggerating this?
Yeah, no, I remember someone telling me that, but I don't know. I think I might be getting it confused with Berlin New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
But it was a good... I think it was a good 60,000.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If there's, yeah,
wow, that's
we're just
million,
making figures.
And girls crying. Is that a place where people are crying?
Huh?
But like we went
is
to
a place
club.
Where people are crying.
I love that. Is that the biggest reception you've ever had?
No,
I
but
think
it was just
it was.
So
Romania
really nice.
Always have a big old reception.
Yeah,
there's loads of police escorts. It's so embarrassing.
Why?
Honestly,
I'd love that.
I mean, you get like in Moscow, you get like a police with guns.
We had a police escort in Moscow, but it didn't actually cut through the traffic. It just sat in the traffic. And we were really freaked out. It was like this stretch limousine.
Just drawing attention to yourself, innit?
You know, we don't get limousines everywhere we go, but when we come out of the airport, there was this black stretch limousine, and then a police car in front of it and a police car behind it, and we were like, this is really strange. And then it just sat in traffic all the way there, and we were like, what's the What's the reason for this?
Remember in Romania, the people, out of the way, the wrong out of the way.
Like, yeah, really bad.
Just
yeah.
on the speakerphone, telling everyone to get out of our way. So funny.
Wow. Now, the reason I asked about Macedonia is because we are, you know, Eurovision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're rubbish at it in this country, aren't we?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Really bad. Da, so. Da, 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 da.
I've still got that song in my head from the girl. Bless her. I think it was a year before last. I don't know why I randomly came out with that.
Oh, of course, Amel. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry.
No, we're going to enter Eurovision for Macedonia because you can do that.
Can you really?
Can you?
Yeah, apparently so. We've been checking it out on the online. And you
what,
can...
only Macedonia's the only
No,
place?
Various countries. Oh. I don't think you actually have to be from Macedonia.
Oh.
And I think we might win. Because we've got this.
I would love it.
We've got this song called Love Handles. We've already got Leona Lewis to sing it and a bit of Katy Perry.
No.
Yeah? This is a song that we wrote.
Love Handles.
Oh, and if you could add your bit to it, that would be amazing.
Okay.
It really won't take very long.
I love your love handles, handles, handles. 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 But can you handle my love?
Like, yeah. Would you be able to sing it, do you think, at Eurovision for Macedonia? They love you there.
Maybe. Mm. To be honest with you, I think it'll be a hit. It doesn't even have to be Macedonia. Seriously.
Wow.
So you should try it.
Yeah. Mel, maybe you could add a bit of like urban flavour to it like you just
did. Yeah, you know, I could do anything you want me to.
Like what?
Hitler's in a mixer right now.
With the love handle.
With Scotty Mill.
Yeah. I like that. See, that makes it instantly much more contemporary, doesn't it? I love that. Thank you very much. Right, here's some questions you've never been asked before, okay? Tell me if you've never been asked it, all right?
Okay.
Do you like a cheese board?
Yes.
Have you been asked that before?
No.
Good. Why do you like them so much? Because we love them.
I just like cheese.
Mm.
I don't like strong cheese.
Yeah. No?
Stilton, don't like.
No?
But yeah, no, I'd rather have a cheese board than a dessert.
Yes, absolutely, every time, you see?
No way!
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever been to an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you love it?
Yeah, absolutely love it.
I love it.
Get one out of my way. Move.
Do you favour the carvery?
I love carvery, yeah.
Carvery is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you rate yourself at kissing?
To the top?
Yeah.
Out of 10, Amel?
I know I'm a really good kisser.
You know?
Well, I hope so.
How do you know you're a good kisser, Amel?
Everybody tell me. No,
everybody.
I don't know. In my head, I think that I'm a good kisser, so let's just stick with that.
I don't know.
How about you, Keisha? Do you think you're a good kisser?
Oh, God, of course. I think when I was younger, that was
what?
What, have you lost it now?
No. Sorry, when I was younger, no, I was a late bloomer, so I kissed a lot. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I didn't do anything else, a kiss. Mm-hmm. I got the hang of it because back then I thought I was, yeah. But now I don't really rate myself as a good kisser or
a bad one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't really think about it too much these days.
Heidi.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
You would.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
We just did this on the air recently, and it got weird because we had to rate each other at how good we felt. No, we didn't kiss each other. No, nothing like that, Amel.
Do you want us to guess each other?
Yeah.
I would say.
Oh, great.
Because I'm thinking. I don't. I'm
she's
just going to
really analyse it now.
You've got like a thick and luscious lips, so you could, which is good, but then you could leave a lot of spit. Whereas you've got tiny.
Pretty
sure. But I would say, if I was there, I wouldn't mind kissing you both. So, I would say.
You've kissed me on the lips before, though.
Mm, yeah, good kiss.
For
definitely.
Lip gloss.
For lip gloss, yeah. You've got an idea, huh?
You know, definitely. Heidi's got that smile that makes you want to pounce. So I would say I'd rate them both a 9, and I'd rate myself an 8.
Okay, fair do. I'd say you're pretty good, actually.
Do you reckon?
Well, we can't see your mouth because your hands, let me see.
Yeah, you've got nice sized lips.
You can do something with
Yeah.
You could do something with them.
Yeah.
What about Becky?
Well, dark horse that one. Look at that.
Look at that.
Something behind those eyes.
Yeah.
More than a free meal. Something more than a free meal. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I think so.
No, this is getting is another uncomfortable and weird interview. So let's move on. So thanks very much for coming in. And every time you come in, which will be next Christmas again, won't it? Well, I will provide you with actual South African sweets, and
then
you love it.
Cool.
Thank you.
It just flies by, doesn't it? Well, thanks,
will
Sugar
you
Babes.
Come in before Christmas.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll still get you sweets.
If we come in the summer or something.
Yeah, do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1.
I really like the Sugar Babes, but that was horrible.
Why?
Can you not, in future?
Bring them sweets.
But give them sweets, by all means, but can you just make sure they don't eat them during the interview? Because, it goes right through me.
Mm.
Are you obsessed with food at the moment as well?
I don't know. Are you not eating a lot? No, well, no.
There was the sweets. You asked them about a cheese board.
Yeah.
You also asked them, which I'm thinking was slightly rude, are you a fan of an all-you-can-eat buffet? I'm no expert.
Is it not polite to ask a lady that?
I think it's one step from you don't sweat much for a fat lass, that question.
Oh, is it? I see what you're saying now. I see what I'm suggesting. Hello, my darling. Are you a fan of the all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yeah.
I see.
Do you see?
Yeah, I do. I understand
just
it
trying
now.
To help you.
I just got carried away. I don't know why. Everyone's obsessed with food. Did you hear Heidi at the end? She was like, right, if we come in the summer, though, you will still bring us sweets, won't you? It's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. Just don't eat them on air.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we've talked about this before. Chappers' strange habits that you have in toilets, haven't we?
Oh. Have we?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, you can't wee sometimes, can you?
I can't wee sometimes.
When I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
Not when I'm there, but when I'm
No, it's just on a couple of occasions, I've heard your voice through the loudspeakers.
Because the radio's been on.
Because the radio is on in where my little boy goes for football on a Wednesday night. They have Radio 1 on there. And so a couple of times when I've been off, I've taken him there. And then I've gone to have a wee, and then I've heard Becky.
Puts you right off.
And you can't touch anything in the toilet either.
No, well, that's slightly different, isn't it? I can't sit down in public toilets. That's just like, oh.
You just can't, period.
I just can't do it. No, right. and then obviously there's problems with hand washing and doors and stuff.
Right, okay, I don't really have that, but you know we did a pop quiz last night.
Yeah.
In the toilet, right, when I went at half-time, that was before the pitch around. Blah, 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 blah. God, I'm never going to live that down. 3 points we lost by, and it's all because I went outside to speak to some people that were smoking.
Yes.
Anyway, I went to the loo.
Company.
I went to the loo at half time, and there was this bloke who was waiting in the loo for someone to come in so he could get out because he didn't want to use his hands to open the door.
Right, okay.
Can you understand
that?
I've done that before.
You can see that point.
Well, you just wait there. Someone will be here any second now.
Well, I did used to do that, but then I realised that I could be there a very long time,
you
probably
spend most
breathing
of your life in
more
toilets.
Germs.
Yeah.
So now I just use the hand towels. And then,
how do you do that?
So basically, you dry your hands, and then the same hand towel that you've used to dry your hands, you then use to open the door so you don't have to touch it. And then you hold the door with your foot and then throw back the hand towel into the bin. If it misses, you're then in a quandary of like, oh no, the hand towel's on the, oh, what am I going to do with the door? And
if it misses, aren't you then bending over, showing your backside to the whole pub whilst trying to pick up a towel to put in the bin?
Yeah. That happens quite a lot outside the management office because I'm trying to, the toilets are next to the management office, so I'm trying to like bend over to get the towel up.
You spend a lot of your time burying your backside in the management office.
No, it's just the way the building's laid out, isn't it?
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm really paranoid. The worst thing about the germs on the hands, my doctor's has got this great new touch screen. Great for who? Why do I want to touch a screen which loads of other people have touched with their germy hands?
That's true, yeah, that my doctor's has that.
Yeah,
well.
But now someone else has obviously complained because they've got those plastic gloves, so everyone goes and touches in. And
oh, so you're happy now they've got the gloves, are you?
Yeah.
You put latex gloves on at your doctor's before you register.
Yeah, to press female, my date of birth, and to confirm that I've arrived.
Seriously, you are, like, you're really paranoid. I don't have a problem with opening the... I do think about it sometimes, but not enough to actually do the whole hand towel thing.
Yeah.
Do you not pull your sleeve down sometimes?
Yeah,
if
I pull my sleeve down more than anything. Especially if I've got nuts waiting for me on the table when I get back to you.
What?
No, especially if I've got some peanuts with my pint and I'm coming back for a bar, you know. Oof,
you don't take,
the
peanut,
worst for
you don't
germs,
take peanuts out of the
bar.
Out of the.
Oh, no, you don't do
not
that.
Not on the
no,
bar. Don't do that. 52 types of urine, I've heard.
I thought it was more than that.
Oh, 8 million types
of
urine.
Yeah, it's reached that level.
In
then.
One like small pot of those peanuts on the bar. Don't touch them. I hope you get a bag.
I do always get a bag.
Right,
yeah.
Good.
And they don't have peanuts on the receptionist desk at the doctor's. So
also,
right.
We've got a touch screen here, which I use every second of the show. Are you suggesting I now should wear latex gloves?
No, just get some anti-back wipes.
Yeah, I use some wet ones before I use that.
No, you do not.
I wipe it down
he
with some
does
wet
it all ones. Smell a bit of babies in here. He uses those, you know, the baby wipes?
Nappy wipes.
Yeah.
So, to use this touchscreen thing that I've got in front of me. Oh. Well, it's surely that's the same. It's the same.
Well, yeah, well,
it is. That's why when someone here gets ill, everyone gets ill.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, maybe I should get some gloves to protect me from germs that Chris Moyles may have.
Why don't you bring your one glove in with you?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What about cash machines? Where do you stand on that? Like, because you have to punch the number in, obviously, with your finger. Do you wear gloves then?
No, I don't. Can I just point out, I don't wear gloves at all. And I hadn't thought about the doctor's screen until Becky said it. It's only really public toilets. That's all I have a slight problem with. Really.
Don't read the magazines in the doctor's surgery either.
No, I don't. You don't. Those,
no.
What?
Just in case someone who's been really ill's read them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I don't read them just because they're usually rubbish.
Oh. Nothing to do with hygiene.
No, that has nothing to do with hygiene, no.
Mm. What about money? How are you holding money?
I'm fine
money?
With money. Look, it's only...
You can't wash
me, really,
£5 notes.
It's only public toilets that I have
you
a problem
just
with.
You're just saying, chappies, you've got indoor and outdoor trousers.
No, I do have indoor and outdoor trousers, yeah.
Right, OK, this is getting really weird. I thought I knew you two, and I obviously don't.
No, because I have a range of, like, tracky bottoms that I like to wear at home.
Oh,
and
OK.
And then that way, they're a lot... First of all, they're comfier, and also, I haven't sat on public transport in them, that's all. Mm. You wouldn't know this problem because you don't get public transport.
Whatever. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam, where are you today?
I'm in Tamworth.
What's going on?
I'm a teacher, and as I'm listening to you guys talking, I'm marking some Year 7 books.
Yeah.
And thanks to your conversation, I've just written different urine in one of my children's books.
in red pen?
It is actually in red, yes.
So this is a Year 7 book.
Yes.
And you've just put... What else have you put? Just different urine.
Well, I'll actually read to you what I've put.
All right, good.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Okay, what do the three lines on the different urine, and that's when I stopped myself.
What's the subject?
Science. But we're doing about forces, so it has nothing to do with it.
Oh, sorry about that. You should, concentrate.
No problem.
I love you.
Love you. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast.
Me and Becky are fascinated by your indoor leisure wear. We're just talking about this.
Really Why are you fascinated by my indoor leisure wear?
I'm just trying to imagine what it's like. God, we like it that you've got indoor and outdoor trousers.
Well, I wouldn't say they're necessarily indoor and outdoor, but I just kind of, you
Do you
know.
Keep the same top on? Or So, like, you've got your casual trousers on, but have you still got your work wear on the top half?
Or do you slip into something more comfortable on the top half also?
No, it I can't believe the amount of stick that's on the text over this. Oh. I think it's more just bottom half than top right. half.
Have you wear a smoking?
And of course, in the summer, it might not be tracksuit bottoms; it might be shorts.
So you've got a shirt, tie, suit, jacket, and shorts.
Is it a smoking jacket? Do you wear a smoking jacket?
No, I don't sit there in smoking.
I'm imagining
jacket,
something a bit like Hugh Hefner when you're at home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not a short
what, surrounded by Playboy bunnies? I wish.
the kind of dress thing going on. Can you
Is
imagine?
Is it like a short leopard print kimono type
no,
affair?
No, it's nothing like that. And I don't sit there in shirt, tie, jacket,
So you have
shorts.
Loads of Playboy bunnies round and you wear so shorts.
And a leopard like skin dresser girl.
Right, that's beautiful. What an image. Thanks.
Can you take us a picture, please?
No, please don't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
We've recorded three situations, as we do every day at 5:30. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
And the scores on the doors. Names on the frame. In the frame. No idea.
It
Can't
was only
remember.
Yesterday.
Oh, hang on, it was...
We've had one this week.
2-1-2...
No, hang on, so we've played it once this week.
Yeah, so you, and you won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in the lead.
So it's...
1-0.
Yeah.
But not it was 2-1 2-1 yesterday on the game.
Oh, oh right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know animals?
I do, yes.
Can you do an impression of a dog?
Can I do an impression of a dog?
Really good, Chappers.
Very
thanks.
Good, thanks very
Becky.
Much.
Becky.
Woof, woof.
Do a lion.
Rawr.
Really
I did
good.
The hands as well, then. That was a good one.
But, here's my question. Can you do an elephant?
Yeah.
Go on then.
So, no. That's see, a do... really good one.
Thank you, Anna did the trunk.
Here's an actual elephant and what they sound like.
Same.
Actually quite good.
Thank you very much.
Chappers is an elephant, fact.
You, I mean, for me, you know what it sounds like, but it's quite difficult to do, I think. Becky, you try an elephant, please. No? Don't fancy trying it? Okay, good. Off you go.
Rubbish. Okay. I can't do the brrr that Chappers did.
Here's my question to you. We asked 9 people on the streets of Britain to do an elephant noise. How many of them did something that actually sounded like an elephant?
Whilst Becky tries to compose herself, I'm going to go 5.
5? Becky?
2.
Let's find out. Let's go onto the streets of Great Britain and see if people can do elephant noises. Becky, what is wrong, please?
I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, hang on, I've lost my elephants now.
You've lost them all.
I've got them. Right, here we are. On the streets of Great Britain, how many people can do an elephant noise? You need to judge these with me as well to see if they are anything like a real elephant, right? Okay, first one.
What noise does an elephant make?
It goes, ooh!
Do it again.
Okay.
Any good?
No.
No. Okay, next.
What noise does an elephant make?
It goes... No.
Dreadful, no.
This is a real one. No.
It's just a noise from that person.
Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
Any elephant, a baby elephant or a big elephant?
The choice of elephant is up to you.
Okay, can I do a baby elephant?
Yeah.
Like... No.
That was good.
I thought that sounded more like a cheetah.
Do a bigger elephant. You're very good.
Thank you.
Would you like me to specify? Do you want a baby elephant? Or
she has a whole repertoire.
Yeah, and they sound exactly the same. Really not for me.
Well, it was better than the others, I think, but I wouldn't go as far as to say it was very good as the questioner did.
No, see, it's more difficult than you think. Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
Wait.
People are finding this quite hard, aren't they?
It's the last time you heard an elephant go... No. No.
No.
Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
Good.
Oh, that is quite good.
That's the best one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one so far.
What noise does an elephant make?
No.
No.
Also, is he only asking girls?
Yeah.
Right.
Looks that way.
Oh.
No.
What really. Was that?
I quite like that one.
That doesn't sound like an elephant. Okay, here's an elephant.
No, not bad.
Ow. No?
They are not bad.
Still one then.
There you go. Oh, that was good.
Very,
yeah.
Very
that
good,
was
that good. One.
That was a good one. Yeah, so that's two.
Was that a boy?
That was a boy, yeah.
What does an elephant sound like?
Oh, my God.
Can you do?
I'm good at this.
Okay, go on, you go. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I like it. He's like, yeah, that's pretty good. To all of them.
She sounded like she'd been waiting for that question all her life.
She's like, oh, thank God you asked me. There I was, just walking along outside Radio 1. Oh, I'm good at this.
What does an elephant sound like?
Oh, my God.
Can you do?
I'm good at this.
So, the answer was... 2 people that sounded like an elephant, which means that Becky gets the point.
Yes.
Well done. It is harder than you think.
I thought it'd be higher.
Mm. Oh, what's occurring?
So 1-0 to Becky.
I love the way that he told them all that they were amazing,
really
even
good.
Though they were blatantly rubbish.
Really, really good.
He'd be
well
quite
done.
Good on X Factor, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Next one. You know Lily Allen.
Yeah.
You liked her, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought she was really nice.
Yeah, you really liked her, didn't you?
Well, she was very nice.
She's got really giggly flirting with her?
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Here's my question.
No.
How much of the time that Lily Allen was here yesterday did you spend laughing? It's not like you.
Yeah, now you've...
That is unheard of. I did actually see you smile a few times during that
interview.
No, you've
done something here.
No, we haven't.
You have.
Honest to God, it's just how many times you were laughing.
How many times did I laugh?
No, how much of the time was spent laughing when Lily was here because you liked her?
Well, I think it was probably about 13, 14 seconds, but you'll have probably made it sound like 2.5 minutes.
Not at all. So what are you saying?
I'm saying... I'm saying factually it should be about 14 seconds.
14 seconds. Becky?
A lot longer. I haven't seen him smile that long in a long time.
What do you think?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chappers flirtingly laughing with Lily Allen.
I just have
a... No, seriously.
The end of everything, isn't
it? You've seen...
No. Yeah.
Didn't...
That's what you have at the end.
Still going.
He's
doing it.
Four years
to fly. Okay. 33 seconds.
No, I don't believe that.
33 seconds. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
She was very funny, though.
Well, she was funny. I believe that's going to be on the podcast.
What? What, 33 seconds of me laughing?
No, just Lily Allen from yesterday, because she was good. So, 2-0 to Becky. You know Spooks?
Yeah.
You saw it last night.
Oh, it was amazing.
Don't tell me what happened, because I haven't seen it yet.
It was so good.
Well, a lot of people obviously didn't see it last night, and they're going to watch it later, or on iPlayer, or whatever. You don't like it, though, when people tell you the plot, do you?
No, the one that doesn't speak was trying to tell everyone in the office earlier and I got really angry. And
so what happened last night, Chappers?
No, don't say anything because other people won't have seen it either and it won't just be me that gets upset.
It was all about finding out who the double agent was.
Oh, we know that much. That was like last week.
Yeah, because I'm not telling you what they... I was just explaining to Scott, who's only recently got into it since last week's episode.
He's still on season one, episode three, isn't he?
Today's question. You know Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyle Show? He loves Spooks.
Right.
But he also missed it last night. So we called him up 3 times to try and tell him what happened. How long in total could we keep Matt on the phone for? How long do you reckon?
22 seconds.
You're saying 22 seconds?
He's got a right temper on him.
He has.
Hello. He's going to say, hello, Radio 1. Matt, about 15 seconds... If it's anything like The Apprentice, when he went absolutely mad, he's just going to put the phone straight down on you.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me trying to ruin Spooks for Matt Fincham.
Radio 1.
Hello, is that the Chris Miles Show?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Can you tell me if this is right? They're trying to find the traitor within MI5. And terrible news, Harry's arrested, but surely he can't be the mole. They're trying to get him to reveal his assets within Moscow.
Sugar, are you talking about Spooks?
You'll never guess who the traitor really is.
Well, no, don't tell me that.
Sugar Horse has been compromised.
Bye.
What character are you trying to be here?
I'm just trying to disguise my voice.
Oh, right, okay.
Next.
Radio 1.
You know the old fellow who works in the bookshop? He's the bad guy.
Who is this, please?
But Harry thought he was on his side, but he's been talking to someone from within MI5, and they're going to bump off the assets in Moscow.
I'm going,
you know the blonde bird with the short hair? One more.
Radio 1.
Seriously, Malcolm bugged everybody's phone. Sugar Horse has been compromised. In total, 52 seconds.
52, that's quite polite for him.
Yeah, which means that Chappers gets the point. So today it's still you, Wayne, Becky.
Yay!
Becky. Well done, Becky.
Don't look at the text, Becky, because now they're all texting him what the plot
no,
was.
No, don't look at them. That's horrible. Stop doing that, please. Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.